So we are joined here in the media center with the funny car number one qualifier, Courtney Force. Her pass of 3.993 seconds at 325.92 miles per hour was from Friday evening. Courtney, you're on a literal hot streak. Talk about your success, not only this weekend, but leading up to this moment.
It's been a great start to the season for Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro team. Really proud of my guys. They've really been fighting hard, and they've got a good thing going.
Did this go out? It went out. Is it working? Are they working?
No.
Nope. So,
I can shout. We've got a good thing going, and just really excited with how our season's the direction our season's been heading. Obviously, like I was saying earlier, we're just trying to keep our heads straight, stay focused on round by round. Yeah. There we go. All right. Trying to stay focused round by round, we've had a few wins, and we're in a really good spot, obviously, being in the points lead right now, but continuing to just focus on getting the bonus points, and like I said, everything resets when we get to right after Indy, so we're just trying to stay focused. We want to learn a lot about this car. We've got a long season to go, and just really excited about, how everyone on my team is gelled right now, but this weekend, to be completely honest, we had only one good run, that 399, and it was in prime condition. So, it would be awesome to take all the credit and say, we had bonus points on every run, but we didn't have a consistent car like I think we've had the past few races. So we're going to have to learn quick tonight and figure out, learn something from our runs from yesterday and today, and build off of that. It's a tricky racetrack, and some of those teams have figured out how to get it down there in the heat, and I think we've struggled a little bit. We've had a couple hard shakes, and so how to get out of it. So hopefully tomorrow is a little bit better day, and hopefully we can get it down there. But I've got the faith in my team that those guys are smart. They know how to get it done, and looking forward to be racing out here on Father's Day here at Thunder Valley.
Any questions from the media at this point?
In years past, you used the countdown to pull you closer to those ahead of you in the points. This year, are you looking forward to the countdown reset, or is that just one of those things that, oh, gosh?
No, I mean, it's part of it. We all know that going into a season. We just have to make some big strides when we get to the countdown. Right now, our focus is to be in a good position when we get to Indy and hopefully lock in at the top spot, or at least in the top half. I feel like every time we've locked in, we've been we struggled at Indy, and we've I think locked in at sixth or fifth or something. So I'm hoping that we can lock in pretty high. That's our ultimate goal right now, and then we'll